Hey, put it in this box. You ain't getting home, put it in. When the man says she got shame, she put it on the bush. No. But yeah, I'll tell you, she's been a real nice, sweet girl to me. And there ain't nothing I got in my power that I can do for her that I won't do. And so I think that's the way people should be.
You gotta help each other.
Yeah. So now, all these people's over here work. The lady's at home today. Now they Smithies. Now her husband was raised around here like I was, but I'm older than he is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now that's their old home place over there. Now they've been staying here ever since I've been big enough to know what a Smith is, or a person is. But his mother's dead, and he's one of the youngest ones. And the uncle, he died, he stayed in the Pope house down there. So his mother stayed in there, but she ain't there now. That she come home today, she stayed back and forth with the kids. I must tell brother when he come home about you. I wish he had been here. I bet you got tired in the tape room.
Wait, was your father a farmer?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He ran from... He had sharecroppers, because houses all up and down here, clean back over to the next road back here. He ran there and headed, I think, there's 3 or 4 sharecroppers. And now I'm big enough to do nothing then, but run around and eat up anything I could get. And when he moved out and down here, I think I was 5 years old when he moved to 13. And he stayed up there until... on Jerry Jordan farm until he came in, till he got, let me see what 6 years they probably got sick. I believe he was in 27. He got down sick. And he never did. That's so he couldn't work, what I mean. He could go about a little bit in a buggy or something like that, but he didn't do no work. And he stayed sick until we moved down here in 30. And his grandmother passed in 29, he passed in 30. And didn't want nobody on the home to see at the home place, and so he gave up the place there while we was renting and moved back home after she passed. Yeah, my daddy farmed all his life, and don't fool yourself, we had to work. Now, I'm gonna tell you what, I ain't never eat no better, and I think I got him to come, and I wanna prove everybody's there. But my daddy fed us. He worked us, but we eat about as good as any kids you ever seen, and more common trouble like anybody else, but we had to work. And you know, I'm glad of that. I'm glad they brought me up like that. To do anything come to hand. Because if you can get a good education, you don't know how to do nothing, you're in a bad fix, baby.
That's true. Oh, there's plenty of people who have just, all the education in the world, who just aren't, just out on the streets, not doing much of anything.
That's what I know, because you don't know nothing to do. And I think that's bad. I go to school, bus. They left their school.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Today is.
Mm-hmm.
June the 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like I was telling the boy that stayed here with me, his kids, they brought him up in school. And after him and his mother separated, they got good education. And then came out here. Miss Ann, how you pick green? I said, what? How you pick green? I said, what's your hand? And he was there, and I said, boy, no, the greens was about like that, just tall, you know. I said, no, I said, pick the leaf over up there. I said, don't pick the greens there with that long stem. I said, that won't be so good. I said, now some stem is all right. I said, that's your vine. I said, but that long stem, you leave it there and you pinch it up. I said, you put it back out. Well, and I hope I'm picked about a bushel. And when I come back, he said, you want to help me pick some more? I said, I ain't thinking about it. I said, now I'm not your hide. If you can't learn that time, I'm sorry. Mm. And then when I there when they come back, that boy had more leaves, weeds. I said, boy, if you can't hold your ears home cooking with green, you'd be dead. Your daddy got that, so I told you he didn't know how to do nothing. I said, well, because you can do them at summer school.